हाँ डिक्टेशन फॉर मिस जमिका डेविस, JAMICADAVIS, जमिका डेविस, डेट ऑफ बर्थ इज 1/13/83, डेट ऑफ एक्सीडेंट 1/11/2022, डेट ऑफ सर्विस इज 12/22/2022. द पेशेंट जमिका डेविस इज हियर and she is here for a couple of evaluation. As we know, she was involved in a accident where she hit another car from behind in a rear accident as a rear passenger on the right, and leading to headaches with some symptom of TBI like dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus. The pain in the neck, started having pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, both shoulder, both hips, both knees, with shooting pain to the left arm involving third finger, and shoulders had difficult time moving beyond 90 degrees. Currently, she reports that her she's a 50% improvement. Level is only 3 now in the lower back, neck, and both shoulders, and no shooting pain anymore is present. And she is seeing a physical therapist and psychotherapist. She is having another MRI in Beaumont Hospital. Pain level varies from 3 to 6. And ADLs are not gravely affected, except in the area of general activity and enjoyment of life, which is 6. Mood is 5. And 70% improvement has been reported by the patient. And at the time of accident, she was found to have a cerebral bleed that has resolved. However, she still has a continuation of headaches 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, which are present daily. She also has issues with difficulty sleeping. She can only sleep 1 to 2 hours with fatigue and a lack of focus, lack of concentration, and anxiety. She reports that there is no confusion, disorientation, or vision disturbances, fainting, blackout, weakness, seizures, or any other loss of memory or any other major issues. In the pain and numbness, patient has lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, and limited range of motion. GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, activation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or any other issues are reported. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, throat, breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there is a significant improvement in her pain level. And in last 30 days, no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other traumas are reported. Substance abuse is none. And in the compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 122/87, pulse is 72, pulse ox is 100. The range of motion of the cervical spine is normal. At forward extension is at 50. 5, extension is 70. Bilateral side flexion is 45. Bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, please mention forward flexion is 60, extension 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 35. The shoulder examination also reveals that the patient is able to raise her shoulder up to 180 degrees without pain. The rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit, which is 1/1/28/2022, dictation number 1129-025. The plan is to continue physical therapy once a week only, unless physical therapist can send evaluation and recertification with traction massage. Otherwise, after this, the therapy will be ending. She is released to the light duty job, 8 hours, 6 days, 10 pounds lifting limit. She is welcome to visit us again. Her medications have been filled as follows: Movic 15 mg daily, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day, Tylenol 4 for pain, Wellbutrin XL for depression, Xanax 1 mg at night, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day. Furoset for headaches have been provided. And her MRIs were reviewed at length. And so far, patient has a bulging disc and ligament of phloem, hypertrophy at C6-7, and a bulging disc at C6-7, as well as negative thoracic and lumbar spine. And it appears that patient doesn't require any treatment for injections. She should be able to get well, and if, only if she does not, then we'll be more than happy to help her. She's seeing a primary care doctor as well as a neurologist, Dr. Dalati, which is perfectly fine. Thank you so much. She's welcome to follow up in 30 days' time.